I'm kind of changing up this review a little bit.
A man named Mike is holding what looks like a black Glock 19 handgun, and he's reviewing its features on YouTube.
Some of the things that I like about this gun are the fact that it has blowback, it has the ejection port that's open.
Mike is with replicaairguns.com, and the object he's holding is not an actual weapon. It's a BB gun.
So let's go ahead and take some shots.
These so-called imitation firearms have been the subject of controversy for a long time. Anti-gun advocates have said they look too much like the real thing and can cause confusion and panic. For years, Democratic lawmakers have proposed banning these look-alikes. Representative Bill Patman of Cleveland is just the latest legislator to do so.
If it looks like a gun, then people react to it as though it was a gun, whether it is or not.
While that fear of misunderstanding has been around for a while, it became a tragic reality in 2014. The cries of protesters have filled the streets of Cleveland many times since the death of Tamir Rice in November of 2014. The 12-year-old was gunned down by police while he was holding a fake gun in a park. A few months earlier, 22-year-old John Crawford was shot and killed by police after he picked up an air rifle at a Dayton area Walmart. Both victims were black, and the killing stoked the fires of the Black Lives Matter movement. Patman's bill would ban anyone from carrying imitation firearms. It also bans companies from selling and even making realistic-looking guns, like the ones Tamir Rice and John Crawford were holding when they were shot. But Ohio is an open carry state, so if the bill were to pass, Patman says people could carry around a loaded weapon, but not an air rifle.
It's fairly simple. Whether it's Walmart pulling a toy gun off of the shelf or an air pistol and getting shot down, if you're going to get shot down, then you should at least have a real gun.
But that makes no sense to gun rights advocates such as Joe Eaton with the Buckeye Firearms Association.
Most of these bills are really looking to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
Instead, Eaton says more people need to be educated on how to conduct themselves while holding a gun.
Whether the firearms involved are real firearms, look-alike firearms, or toys, it's the person's actions and the way that they're using the objects which can cause problems.
That's why concealed carry is so important, according to Eaton.
Firearms are carried concealed so that, you know, nobody other than the person carrying them realizes that they have a firearm for personal protection.
Patman's bill also raises several questions. Would juveniles such as Tamir Rice be charged with a crime if caught carrying a look-alike? What's the difference between a toy gun and an imitation firearm? Patman admits he's not convinced the first draft of his bill answers every question.
All of that will be, a lot of it will be decided by the committee as we move through. There may be amendments and adjustments. I mean, this is not cast in stone.
But to Jennifer Thorne, with Ohioans Against Gun Violence, the bill is a good start. She adds that it's at least worth having a discussion about the issue. There's another bill in the House that bans the sale of imitation firearms, but not the manufacturing of them. Democratic Representative Alicia Reese of Cincinnati named her bill after John Crawford, the shooting victim in Dayton. Her bill goes into further detail defining what objects are considered imitation firearms and what are considered toys or items of recreational use. So, for example, air rifles with fluorescent trigger guards, an orange cap at the tip of the barrel, or a clear chamber would be exempted from the ban. So how does the gun in the YouTube video stack up to those specifications?
You know, it's a pretty cool gun.
The Glock handgun look-alike meets none of those standards and would most likely be banned. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.